Hi friends, we start with chapter 14, Marketing Information System. This is overall under our subject of marketing research. We have defined objectives as to we must understand what is MIS, move on to understand the function, the utility thereof. And finally, there is an important concept of decision support system that we must understand. Overall, to introduce you, marketing information system is like, there is a lot of information from different sources which are coming to the organizations. At the other end, individuals within the organization wants to take certain decisions for which they need information. So now these two loose ends, you need to really bridge the gap. Yani, this marketing information system really bridges this gap where it provides the means to really get the desired marketing information by systematically collecting, collating and keeping it ready for decision making. So that's the overall gist of what is marketing information system. Data is available in many forms, formats, organized, unorganized, internal, external. So all these aspects needs to be looked at, and then an organization must evolve its own internal marketing information system and derive as to what information will be collected, stored, secured and made available to the managers who wants to take certain decision based on the available information. So that's the gist of it. So this is an overview, diagrammatic overview of what is MIS. You see that one end there is a marketing manager, the other end you have the entire environment, marketing entire environment, which is partly not controllable by you and partly controllable by you. And you have the uncontrolled aspect of the entire environment that you face. Now, interim phase, there is a marketing information system. Now, marketing information system consists of four quadrants. Start with internal record, followed by marketing intelligence. Then, you have the market research. That is what we have studied. And then you have a management development support system or decision support system. In this chapter, we are using a word DSS, decision support system. So, that's the construct of marketing information system overall. So, friends, just to understand the meaning of what is MIS, there is a simple definition that has been presented to you all. Marketing information system is one that supports the managerial decision by providing and supplying him relevant information whenever it is required. So, the definition suggests that there is to be a substantial data availability stored for the retrieval in the future, and then future when the person needs the data, it has been provided to him with an ability that he can construct his decision making out of it and then derive at certain obvious conclusions. So that's the link of a marketing information system. Marketing information system is a set of procedures and sources. And so on one hand, you have a source. The other end, you have a process of data collation, compilation and distribution and giving an access, and then arriving at a certain conclusive inferences, etc. So now, as you see that manager obtains relevant information regularly about development in the environment. There is something happening internally that is also forms the universe of your marketing information. So marketing information system, as we have seen earlier, determines what manager needs and then formulates the plan to gather, sort, analyze and store this data available to him at a relevant time, making the marketing decision possible. So that's the gist of what is MIS, and where, as they say, the knowledge is power. Yani, for getting the knowledge, you have to have certain information duly recognized for compilation and appropriate efforts are made to compile them. So there is an input, which is input is coming to you from external and internal sources of information. What you do with the input. So you have to process the inputs. So that is storing the data, classifying the data, indexing them, whatever, and creating a retrieval mechanism so that the data can be made available. Having done that, there is an output which is in the form of an information or facts that is needed by the manager to formulate his own marketing decision model. There is that mechanism that, you know, this itself may become a source of your marketing information. So it may become a source of your input. Feedback and information intake is a continuous process which will lead to the improvement and will help the intake of information more better refined and appropriate. So in this decision-making process, generally the data is required for three different purposes. One is the planning, second is the information which is needed for control, and then third is information needed for creating records. So these three aspects are held by MIS system within an organization. Basic classification of MIS is like it's strategic MIS, business performance driven MIS, business planning driven MIS, and competition driven MIS. Strategic is all decision driven, marketing decision driven criterias and classifications that will track essence like the sale, the price sensitivity, etc. Business performance is to do with the budgeting, actual classifications, product line wise, SBU wise, etc. So that is what is all business performance driven marketing MIS or management information system. You have a business planning, so wherein you require a lot of past data, trends, and you know, impact, etc., impact, cause effect understanding, etc. So that's what is all coming under the business planning. And then competition is the entire aspect to do with the competition, how much they do, how much they are doing, how much they are, what are the trends in their market development, growth, etc., market share, and those aspects. So that's how the overall MIS classification that happens. Functionally, MIS is, can be classified as production function, sales to like HR and quality. So that's a functional classification. There are advantages of having a good marketing information system. System or a framework for the marketing information converts raw data into meaningful information that drives the insight and the action at the marketing end. The marketers need to evaluate this information made available in a structured manner and interpret them, makes the valuable decision. So it helps you to take a valuable decision. That's the second one. When a system is established, then it becomes possible for the marketers to and the top management to retrieve the information fast. The prompt, the time and as and when needed aspect comes in. Marketing system helps to classify the information according to the purpose for which it is, which helps in the planning and forecasting, etc. So there is a classification that product, consumers, competition, etc. helps you to retrieve the data, use it for your marketing decision model, and then arrive at your conclusions. However, like any other system, this also system suffers for certain limitation. Company should not put too much emphasis on computerization. Computerization is not necessarily a boon or a spine of the marketing information system. It is the ability to retrieve and provide the data in a systematic manner. That's one very critical aspect of it. Human interface will make the thing little complicated. Ensure the data generated out of the from the system is verified and cross-checked. What I'm trying to say is that the data generated out of the system, people believe it. There is no verification that happens on that data, and as a result, you tend to use redundant, outdated, irrational data in your future predictions. So, like as we said, you have secondary source of information and certain research report available. One need to verify this research was done with what research problem in mind and what time frame, what is the sampling approach, what was the research design, and then determine that whether this finding can be taken by you as a valid secondary research finding or not. But if that doesn't happen, you have created the first kind of error in that. Voluminous data are generated from the computer data which hold no connection and will never be probably used in the future, and it keeps on churning such data regularly, and as a result certain control is necessary. Therefore, the manual control introduction has to happen. So that manual control is again forms certain limitations for the marketing information system. Having flexible information to be supplied to all department becomes a task. Task in a way that, you know, you don't only to first determine whether the person seeking the information is authorized to get the information, how to feed him the information, etc. So different forms for perspective and eligibilities and checks, etc., and balances has to create so that the data when sought is provided to the right person in the right manner. So that flexibility expectation from the department becomes a task in itself. Continuous updating of the system and also sometime feeding the information to all the department is quite a task to the manager. So on one hand, you have to continuously update. Second hand, the people keep seeking the information. And so providing the information to them also as and when needed in itself is a task. And therefore, you require a trained source of people, users for the information protocol. IT protocols are very important for them to really understand. And when they understand, they know that when to seek the information, how to seek the information, etc. So rule of communication also becomes critical. So it's like unless this is not established, there will be always a heartburn between the IT and the marketing information seekers, etc. So this is another limitations of the marketing information system. Main components, as we say about, is like internal reports, marketing intelligence, and analytics. And so internal report, various activities carried out by the MIS indicates the discovery, collection, collation, interpretation, validation of the data, filters, storage, and then transmission and dumping, and removal of the redundant data, etc. Various capabilities desired into any good MIS system is like should be well equipped. So storage, the kind of IT infrastructure, the connectivity, etc., subscriptions to the data source, etc., all these things come under the well-equipped part of it. Generate standard and ad hoc report. Expectations are that there should be certain standard report formats that information provider only should provide, so that there is no time that is wasted by the seeker. While there are ad hoc reports requirement which come in, which requires a bit of a programming and studies, etc. So that's a capability that MIS system people handling should have. Should be able to provide formatted analysis reports. So should have a formatting capability. Person should be able to get a desired format based data analyzed and, presented, provided to him. Able to demonstrate the high quality graphics, etc. The expectation today is that the graphic capability should be also on a higher side. Self-forming, graphics should be the help that is expected. Should be able to integrate all the major functional components of MIS. So, functional components of MIS, we have seen now connecting all this, it should be able to retrieve the data and provide to the seekers. So, that's the critical aspect of a good marketing information system. That's a capability that has been expected. The main focus of MIS is that to provide the information and useful in making the marketing decisions, which solves the marketing problem. Thus, the external information in MIS should include information regarding target markets, channels, the competition, marketing environment, etc. Internal sources also we have studied that there are a lot of internal sources that can be tapped to gather the required information about the customer, their buying habits, their trends, etc. Marketing information system, the factors responsible for the effective MIS are the centralized system with the access control and access information. So, ideally, the system should be centralized, the access should be clear, access control should be applied, decision support should be present. So, there are models and there are ways where the management decisions can be derived. So, there are certain predefined models, there are certain statistical models, etc. All these things should be available to the seekers. Compatibility with the business environment. If business environment is very challenging, very complex, very agile, it has to also meet with those aspects needed. Flexible, economical, and efficient. It should constantly be able to adapt to the changing environment. Economical means the running and operation and overhead cost, and then maintaining and always updating, etc., should be done in a manner that overall you optimize on the cost on one hand, the output on the other end, which is an effective decision. Being selective and functional, functionally supportive. Selective, it is like it is able to drive home what is most needed. It is able to hold on to what is say like not needed, etc. And yet at the same time, it is ensuring that the users or the retrieval or the seekers of the information are not adversely affected. And functionally, it is supporting them in various ways so that overall efficient decision support system emerge and that people start taking information based decisions. That helps the marketeers to have a scientific approach to the management coming in. So you, of course, we have studied MIS in general. One important element of this is the marketing intelligence system. I have purposely not got into the internal records. Please, students, do gather some basics idea, because that also forms an important element of MIS. But it covers things like sales report, the invoicing, and you know, inventory reports, warehouse reports, etc. They form various internal records and internal information. One need to get that idea. Then comes the marketing intelligence system. What is a marketing intelligence system? Means it's a system which is an integral part of an MIS and also marketing research department. Intelligence system is responsible for generating information of what is happening in the market. In the marketing function of the company, having a good marketing intelligence system, it helps, and it is an ear on the ground, as they say, so that you are able to monitor the change at the customer end and change at the competition end promptly. And that's something which was unseen is made heard by you. So unseen aspects are heard by you in time. That's the marketing intelligence system. One must plot its own marketing intelligence systems very well. One of the auto company where I know that, you know, the plotting has been done to see that ex employees who moved where, and in the other competing automobile company, the traders, the distributors, their cross linking, somebody who's my passenger vehicle dealer is a commercial vehicle dealer in some other brand, or you know, those kind of tabs are also created, so that you can then trail this and kind of connect with the right people at the right time to gather the desired intelligence. Marketing intelligence can be said to be the eyes and ears of the organization. As I said, it's a anything that happens on the competition and consumer end, you should be able to know the impact, or you should be able to know first of all, okay, this has happened. Having done that, then you are able to determine the impact of it, etc. System consists of two vital components, essentially the customer intelligence and competition intelligence. I have been speaking about it. Customer intelligence are like lot of things that keeps happening also at the customer end, right? From the change of person to change of business model, introduction of a new product, deletion of a product line, brand change, rebranding, positioning change, etc., pricing structural change, the network change, etc. So many changes that happen, one need to really bring in that into their mind, and their customers buying decision. So your customers buying decision is impact on your customers overall sale, revenue, profitability. Also should be something that you should be aware of, the promotion, the advertisements, etc. that they carry out, the impact thereof, the pricing decisions that your customers have taken, the impact thereof, because all this thing is going to get impact your material inflow to them. So that's what is a link why you should know a lot about your customers and what is happening at their end. So you must first of all know that some change has happened. Now that's once the change has happened is known to you, you must figure out the you know, impact of it. If you do not, you cannot get a clarity, you have to get into action to make it clear. So you have to like really spread yourself to connect with the right you know, network people and gather the information and then conclude something out of it. Competitor intelligence is more from the SWOT perspective, where strength, weakness, opportunity, threats of each other or each of the competitions are monitored, and from there you derive your SWOT, and your SWOT will you know, give you an idea about your opportunities and threat that you face vis-a-vis your system's weakness and all. So all these things then you are able to convert into an opportunity. Overall, you are able to make this system work for you to take a corrective steps to overcome the weakness, to exploit the strength, to tap the opportunity and to minimize the threat. So that's what is a competitor intelligence that helps you under the marketing intelligence system. The entire information collected through marketing intelligence, you know, this thing using the efficient MIS helps in building the very valuable information at your organization level. That's a feed for your decision support system. We are going to cover what is decision support system as we move forward in a while. This marketing intelligence system keeps the user continuously informed about the market and conditions in the market and competitive and customer movements and its impact on your own business. So that's on the marketing information. We come to the section called decision support system. Very important from the today's perspective, especially when lot of IT linkages have happened and you know the sales guy and last mile frontline sales also have pads and you know smartphone linked to certain apps which is constantly taking information in a real time, providing him information in the real time. All those things yani, are generating lot of touch points are created, lot of data is generated. This data forms a part of your internal information. Marketing intelligence therefore also has to be more rugged, reliable, digitally aligned, etc. And all this is with the use of primary and secondary research is able to provide you the base that is needed to have the effective distribution support, decision support system. So let's understand what is decision support system. Decision support system, of course, is a knowledge-based system. These are few features or aspects of it to for its better understanding. It's an interactive software-based support that an organization provided with the help of their IT bandwidth. It helps you to compile information. Yani. So there is a raw data, there is a document-based data, personal knowledge-based data, all data using appropriate data collection collation system is arrived into your decision support system. Decision makers can compile useful information using all this data. Data is churned using appropriate business models. So there are business models which helps a decision making. There are standard analysis tools, etc. are being fed into that system already. There are customized models fed into the program. All this thing collectively will help the guy to retrieve the data, put it into the desired formats for the conclusive analysis and then take a final decision. So that final decision is the outcome of a good decision support system. What are the characteristics of good decision support system is like an interactive. It is an interactive in nature. Yani you are seeking something for which it has to support you by providing you the relevant information or guiding you how to get that relevant information, etc. Ease of use, yani again, it should not be very complicated. It should be sliced in such a way that at every step there is some help available or it flows in a logical manner so that the even a novice can probably with a simple operations can understand how to use it, etc. Human control of the process is very much there. Yani human control both in terms of security, both in terms of access control, etc. In terms of running, in terms of its maintaining the efficiency, efficacy, etc. So that's human control plays a very vital role. Easy access to models and analytics. Yani. So it uses the base of decision support system models which has been developed under operation research science or in a managerial design science, etc. Certain things are customized also for the keeping at the organization this thing in mind, etc. So this and other analytics support helps them to compile information in a such a way that the constructive or the inference based outcome is derived based on which the decision is taken. Access to data, it should give an access without hassle to the right owner of the data seeker, right appropriate seeker of the data, etc. It should ensure at the same time that the data do not go in the hands of the wrong or unauthorized person. Therefore, they talk about the slice of data availability. So, the territory manager cannot see the data of other territory. However, the region manager can see the data of all the territory manager, but that region manager will not be able to see the data of the other region manager, but the zonal manager will be able to see the, all the regions under him data. He cannot definitely see the data of the other zonal managers, but his national head can see the data of all his zonal managers, all his territory managers, all his regional managers, etc. So that's how it goes into in terms of access and access control, etc. Standalone and web-based, so it's like available to me on my laptop or a smartphone or iPads or tab, etc. And web-based integration, so it allows me to be mobile and yet access the information for my decision making. supports varieties of decision processes. So various natures of decisions are supported using a DSS. So it is not limited to certain aspects of decision making or organizational decisions making. So sensitive decisions, logical decisions, obvious decisions. So there are various challenges that come in and faced by the marketing managers or any other managers within the organization. This is a system which is making the decision support possible for any varieties of any functions, any nature of decisions. It makes it possible. Quick response, entire that pre-stage of coding, collection, compilation, etc. If it is, and then all this access control, the retrieval approach that has been given in the system, etc., should ensure that the response is very quick. And when the data is sought, the data is made available to the authorized individual in a right manner quickly. So that's the characteristics of any good DSS system. Can answer less well-structured, under-specified problem by higher management. Many times you are not clear. Many times management is not able to put a real problem, clear problem, etc. Many times you do not know what are the linkages between various data. System should have something which on its own tries to understand your problem and provide you with the relevant information. Models and analytic techniques with traditional data access for retrieval and all should also be available. So it is not that only model based, the traditional approach also should be available, so that when you are not able to use any specific models or analytics, you can manually do things. And so that should be also possible, or you can customize your own analytics and you know, model building, etc. Must be too easy to use by staff at all levels. And yes, due diligence in terms of the training and all is necessary. But expectation is that by post training, etc., the subject, the people will be able to use your DSS system very effectively and efficiently. Flexibility and adaptability is essential, that as we have earlier also discussed. And time is changing, agility is an order of the day. Market is changing, customer reactions are going to be prompt, the buyer changes are also a lot are happening. Now, in all this scenario, your system should be flexible and agile to accommodate expected changes over a period of time. So, it should not be built in such a way that that brings a rigidity in your infrastructure or in your hardwares or a software, as the case may be. Fundamental components of any DSS, so there is a data, so which is a knowledge base. Data is internal source, external source, published, online, whatever. The model, that is that how the decision queue system, as they say, is one model. So that way, gaming theory is another model. So that kind of a model, there are customized model, there are analytical models available. Some models that you built in for yourself. So there is a model, yeah, so you have to have a decision context criteria based model. And third is the users, yani, so that those all who are eligible to use your decision support system. So they are the fundamental component, yani. So the users are the one who are going to seek the data, put into the model and generate the inference based outcome based on which they are going to take a decision. That decision is going to get reflected in their action at the marketing end, and action outcome in terms of workability, impact, volume growth, revenue growth, etc. will be seen it over a period of time. All that is a result of your decision support system. Guy is able to get past 5 years price trend, the past 5 years GDP data trend, past 5 years competitive price trends, etc. So now for him, it is very easy to take a decision. Otherwise, he is like taken a decision in dark, yani. And it may backfire, which is not the case when you have taken a calculated decision based on certain available facts and, you know, analysis of it. So these are the three critical components of any DSS system. Like any system, there are obvious limitations. It requires a structural approach. Approach has to integrate people, technology and development. And so, which is a very, it's a combination which has its own challenge. People has its own challenge, their learning ability, their analytical ability, their IT friendliness, etc. They should be able to understand the SAP system, as they say, okay, how to seek data, how to put it into a set, questionable forms, etc. So technology is to like, so many variations are coming in the technology, so that right from the operating systems to hardwares to you know, way you try and integrate things, etc. Development approach. Now, to develop it also, you require a certain specific approach to keep it flexible, agile and responsive. So, these are the two other areas where the DSS system needs to be looked at, yani, so that the limitation aspect of it doesn't overpower the advantage of a DSS. So, I put it that way. DSS development consists of four phases, yani. How do you evolve a good decision support system? So there is an intelligence searching. So there is a way and the mechanism, the modality, etc. for you know, is been developed to see that the intelligence is smartly searched and effectively compiled. Design invention, inventing, and so it has to think of ways to present this desire, you know, information, the decision models, the analytic models, etc. also should be always searched and provided for. Choice selections, and so various for taking various decisions, calling for data, for structuring the data, for analyzing the data, etc. There should be right choices made available to the users of the DSS support system in a way that you are able to derive a convincing inference out of your data that has been made available to him. And implementation is possible. The decision making is possible from the data given the gaming model or whatever that decision model that has been used, analytics that has been used. A person, user, is able to decide things, and because he's got a very conclusive inferences based on the data that is there in your MIS, and then followed by the support from the DSS. DSS components may be classified based on input as entire data, alphabets, numerals, signs, symbols, etc. On a user knowledge, it can be classified as input requirement, manual analysis or auto analysis, etc. Output wise, it is a transformed data from with the DSS decisions are generated. So that's the output aspect, and decisions, that is the result based on given criteria by the manager for him to arrive at a certain inferences. So these are the four components, very important components of any good decision component system, DSS system. Benefits of DSS, of course, there are numerous benefits of any good DMS. Decision making ability when improves, yani, your personal efficiency will improve, yani. You do not waste time on deeper marketing thoughts, or you know, personal apprehensions are not overpowering your decisions, etc. You do not get into procrastinations, etc. So as a result, your personal efficiency improves and speeds up the decision making, because you are getting the required past data, you are getting the analysis quickly, based on which you are able to infer promptly, and then that is enabling you to take certain decisions, which is faster because of availability of facts and analysis. Organization controls, and both on the data, on the decisions, etc., are very good. And decisions are not blindly or gut feel based. Decisions are fact based. That itself is an organization control. So whatever that the guy is going to probably do is in the interest of the organization. Vis-a-vis the excess, minimizes the risk of a data transfer theft in an illegal manner. Speeds up problem solving. Whenever there is a problem, that human tendency is to put it in the back burner. But with the good DSS system, it's the same people who will get into looking into the why this problem could have occurred. You know, it's they are able to quickly start to know why this problem could have occurred, then figure out what could have been done to, you know, avoid this problem, then decide what is the current state or the market conditions, and then take the right decision. So that's a speed of problem solving, etc. Generates evidence in support of decisions. So whatever decision that you have taken, there is enough support available to you to prove that what decision that you have taken is a thoughtfully, you know, taken decisions. Increase interpersonal and cross-functional interactions. People are able to talk, analyze information and talk at an intellectual level, then merely just arguing or, you know, fighting based on the personal biases, etc. So that improves that interpersonal and cross-functional interactions. competitive advantage over competition. You are able to take prompt decisions. Prompt decisions are translated into prompt action. Prompt action will help the channel, and channel will translate that into a market benefit. So you gain out of this in terms of a competitive edge improving. Competitive edge improvement means the higher revenue, higher volume, higher margin, etc. Combination thereof. Yeah. Competitive advantage over competition we have discussed, and gives more time to think on inference. Yeah. So because analysis, data availability analysis and all is happening at a faster pace, it leaves you, it provides you with the room to think on inferences by taking reasonable time, by probably validating, probably doing a dipstick about it, etc. So decision making is not only prompter, scientific, etc., but provides the time to think. That time to think is invested in terms of thinking aloud about the problem and the solution thereof, its impact, the threat within, etc. And then when the decision is taken based on a sound inferences, the quality of decision turns out to be appropriate. Most of the cases favorable. So friends, we have covered a very important subject of marketing information system, MIS, and within that we have covered a decision support system. Together they form a unit which helps marketing manager on one hand to face the external environment using internal record, marketing intelligence, marketing research we have already studied, clubbed with use of DSS to get the inference-based decision applied into the marketing challenge to drive home the favorable marketing advantage. Thank you.